We're getting close to the end of the year for anyone out there who doesn't have a firm grasp of the obvious. And I was looking back through the calendar to see if I could find where my time went. By my sense of things, I'm missing several months. I don't even remember spring. Did we have spring? We did, didn't we? Anyway, looking through the calendar, I saw all of the capitalized holidays, the ones that the federal government recognizes, and I noticed something. You know, just a curious observation. Whenever I have a curious observation, you have to suffer through it. The word holiday is really a mashup of two words, holy and day. Holidays began as holy days, days that are held sacred by practitioners of a common religion. And it struck me that, as Americans, we have our own set of holidays or holy days. And that means that, as Americans, we suffer from a common religion. Did I say suffer? Yeah, I meant that. Just wanted to point that out in case anybody missed it. So where was I? Yeah, Americanism is a kind of secular religion, a particular denomination of nationalism. And this secular religion has its own religious calendar. Let me walk you through it. We start with New Year's Day on January 1st, a recognized holy day. This day is set aside on our secular religious calendar with a prohibition against work, much like the Sabbath under Judaism. We spend New Year's Day recovering from alcohol poisoning and attempting to recover all of the photocopies and or selfies of our various body parts that were distributed the night before. Next, we have Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We celebrate this holy day with a work prohibition, so America doesn't feel nearly as racist as it really is. Also, we can't celebrate Malcolm X Day because he said things like chickens come home to roost and other stuff that makes him too radical for a racist nation to ever embrace him. So, by default, we have Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Imagine if we celebrated Nat Turner Day, white men in suits chased by machete-wielding blacks. Yeah, but I digress. In February, we have President's Day, where we worship the deluded hierarchs who assume the right to rule us, some of whom have their faces dynamited into the side of sacred Native American burial grounds. But there is no corresponding Tecumseh Day, or Crazy Horse Day, or Geronimo Day. And there are no Native American faces dynamited into the grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. Go figure. In May and November, we have Memorial Day and Veterans Day, respectively, two holy days that serve as bookends for our crop cycle. So at planting and harvesting, we worship those who have maintained the colonizers' babies for breakfast program. Flags, hot dogs, prosthetics, yay for us. That takes us to July 4th, where we celebrate American independence. Fireworks, more flags, more hot dogs, bad music. Labor Day comes in the fall, where we pay lip service to the value of toiling under oppression and worshiping everyone who came before us, wasting their lives the way we waste ours. More hot dogs, flags, beer. Next, we have Columbus Day, celebrating the central figure to the vast extermination of the people who lived here before we planted a flag and built a Walmart. Our celebrating of Columbus Day in America is analogous to Germans celebrating Hitler Day if they had won their expansionist war. Those silly Germans. Nobody commits genocide as effectively as Americans. Next, we have Halloween, where we dress up our kids in a throwback to a time when delinquents extorted food from homeowners under the threat of burning down their houses. Now our kids just play sugar-coated Russian roulette with razor blades concealed by sociopathic strangers, or get hopped up on an overdose of high-fructose corn syrup and hallucinate all night long. Which takes us to Thanksgiving, where we overindulge on tryptophan in celebration of some essential American values, like befriending and manipulating others before murdering their kids and stealing their land. Then we sleep through football that's symbolic of encroachment and colonization. Then, the next day, we recreate the original slaughter, only we do it at the mall, and we use credit cards instead of swords. Conquest is so American. Fast forward to Christmas, when we celebrate Superman coming to Earth from Krypton in a virgin's womb. I don't know. I might have that mythology confused. Pardon me. On Christmas, we have dry trees covered in electrical lights in our living rooms because baby Jesus is a firebug who likes burning down trailer parks. We place our children in the lap of a strangely dressed bearded stranger in order to condition us for when we hand them over to Uncle Sam so he can shove them out of a plane over some defenseless third world spot needing a pipeline. And that takes us back to New Year's Eve, where we pathologically drink ourselves into oblivion and photocopy our butts again. So to wrap it all up, America's holy days appear to revolve around the worship of warmongers, hierarchs, and genocidal sociopaths, with a token black guy tossed in for good measure, and a day of lip service to hard work setting you free, even though it won't, and a couple of holidays that are thinly disguised reenactments of child sacrifice. When we consider this secular religion of Americanism by analytically considering its designated holy days, we recognize how profoundly disturbing it really is. Let's do the sensible thing in 2017. Let's scrap it. Hashtag dumpster fire. Now, before you go there, I don't even know what that means. I just figured that would be a nice way to end the segment. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from War and Corruption in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
I just wanna celebrate.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address by directing it to Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.